The Hines Convention Center will soon be home to the Capitol Grill as the old convention center opens up its first floor to the street. The Capitol Grill will move from its current location on Newbury Street to the Hines, nearly doubling its size to 10,000 square feet. I asked Convention Center Authority Executive Director Jim Rooney to explain why the Hines is being opened up to businesses. He says there are two main reasons.
One is that the space itself was underperforming for us, so it wasn't drawing a lot of revenue into the Hines. And second, the Hines was built inwardly in the 60s and renovated in the 80s. So it wasn't a very pleasant section of Boylston Street because it was somewhat closed off and not inviting. So we wanted to bring the Hines out to Boylston Street.
And Rooney says this new concept is already working well.
Well, we have Town Stove and Spirits, which opened last year in a partnership with Patrick Lyons, Jasper White, and Lydia Shire. And that restaurant is doing great and really has become a nice attraction for that area. And the Capitol Grill will be up the other corner of the Hines at the corner of Boylston and Dalton Street. So, in essence, the two restaurants will bookend the Hines and bring life to both corners.
So are other spots in the Hines about to be opened up to commercial or retail?
We're going to look at the strip in between. It's a little more difficult in terms of space, but there is a promenade which provides nice cover in inclement weather, but might lend itself to some business opportunities, as well as the walkway from Boylston Street through the Hines into the Prudential shopping mall.
The new Capitol Grill will include patio seating, 5 private dining rooms, and a bigger lounge. It will officially open on August 24th. I'm Anthony Silva, WBZ News Radio 1030.